Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big curveballs. Today's topic? Anger. Yeah, that fiery beast we all wrestle with from time to time. Ever feel like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when something just sets you off, and next thing you know, you're saying things you regret or snapping at people who didn't even do anything wrong. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing, anger doesn't have to rule our lives. In fact, understanding it and learning how to manage it can be a real game changer. Think of it like this, anger is a signal, a red flag telling us something's not right. Maybe we're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or even disrespected. The key is to learn how to read that signal and respond in a healthy way, instead of letting it hijack our actions and relationships. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you tame the anger beast and find some inner peace. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have them, those specific situations or people that seem to push our buttons faster than a toddler on a sugar rush. What are yours? Maybe it's traffic jams, feeling rushed, or certain topics of conversation. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for avoiding them or handling them more effectively. 2. Breathe it out. This one might sound cliche, but deep breathing exercises really do work wonders when anger starts to flare up. It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional roller coaster. Take a few slow, deep breaths, focusing on inhaling calm and exhaling tension. It sounds simple, but it can seriously help shift your mindset and bring you back to a more centered place. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts often fuel our emotions? When we start thinking in negative or overly critical ways, anger is quick to follow. Try consciously challenging those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? By reframing your perspective, you can diffuse the anger before it takes hold. 4. Communicate assertively. Bottling up your anger rarely ends well. Instead of letting it fester inside, learn to express your feelings in a calm and assertive manner. Use I statements to focus on your own experience, rather than blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me angry," try, "I feel frustrated when this happens." This approach helps open up a constructive dialogue and find solutions together. 5. Practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is crucial for managing anger. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. When you're feeling stressed or depleted, you're more likely to reach for anger as a coping mechanism. By prioritizing self-care, you build resilience and create space for healthier emotional responses. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was constantly battling with road rage. Every time someone cut her off or drove too slowly, she'd feel this surge of anger that would leave her clenching the steering wheel and muttering under her breath. One day, she decided to try something different. She started practicing deep breathing exercises before getting in the car and actively reframed her thoughts. Instead of focusing on the other driver's mistakes, she reminded herself that everyone is just trying to get where they need to be. And guess what? It worked. Sarah found herself feeling calmer and more patient behind the wheel, which not only improved her driving experience, but also reduced stress in her overall life. So, there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to help you manage anger and find more peace. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, learning to navigate them effectively, and ultimately living a happier, more fulfilling life. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with managing anger? What strategies have worked for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. And if you found this episode helpful, Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It truly helps us spread the word and empower others on their journey towards inner peace. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.